and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The bodies of two construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore when it collapsed early Tuesday have now been recovered. Four others are still missing and presumed dead. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says investigators are looking at the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge.
They've been analyzing sort of the cockpit voice and data recorder for this ship, similar to an airplane black box. That's already back in the lab in Washington. They're pouring through that. They're going to look at the bridge, the way the bridge was constructed. There are these things they call dolphins that are supposed to be like bumper bars that are under the water. Why didn't those slow down or stop this collision? Do those need to be rethought? Really, everything is on the table here, not only what went wrong on board that ship, but what perhaps needs to change in how bridges are designed or protected.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We have an amazing team of individuals who are focused on very specific areas of expertise. And so I have no doubt that we will be able to pull this together in hopefully 12 to 24 months.
Four people have been killed in a stabbing rampage in Rockford, Illinois. Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana says one person was stabbed during a home invasion, and someone who stopped to help her also got stabbed.
One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine. He is being checked out.
Police are questioning a 22-year-old man. There's a growing debate about how long we should stay on the job.
It's a growing sentiment in the business world and among some Republican lawmakers. People are living longer, so they should work longer. That idea doesn't necessarily work, according to some.
Age discrimination, skill obsolescence, declining mental and physical ability prevents many older people who might really need to work being able to work.
Teresa Gellarducci is a social research economics professor at the New School in New York City. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Longtime Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died from complications of a fall. He was 82. He was a longtime Democrat who fell out of favor with his party and supported his longtime friend, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, in the 2008 campaign for the presidency against Barack Obama.
I understood that I was doing something different as an independent Democrat supporting a Republican candidate.
The NBA's Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals are staying in the nation's capital. The owner of the teams, Ted Leonsis, and Mayor Muriel Bowser announced the $515 million deal as officials in neighboring Alexandria, Virginia, said talks for a new arena there that could have moved the teams to the city had ended. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it, $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hot meteorologist Rodney Price, some light snow and flurries ending here the overnight. Plenty of clouds, upper teens, and west winds remaining breezy. On Thursday, skies will eventually turn sunny. Highs will reach the lower 40s, lower 50s Friday, and mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 28.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Matt Nair on Air's Greg Bach and sports guy Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Michael Tomasky. He's the editor of the New Republic, newrepublic.com. If you don't subscribe, you should. It's a great publication. And he wrote this piece yesterday. It's the Biden versus Trump economy, and hell no, it's not even close. That just, I thought this was just so brilliant. I want to really highlight it for all of you. Michael, welcome to the program. Tell us about you open your article by saying, I'm going to tell you something that I'm pretty sure you don't know. What is that?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember now. But
it was that for the first time, wage growth is consistently stronger in the middle and the bottom than at the top.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and that the guy goes on to say that wage growth, people's purchasing power now is greater than it was during the Trump presidency, and greater than it might have been even if the pandemic hadn't happened and you did these other hypothetical exercises. So in other words, people are in better shape than the media lets on. I mean, I'm not saying, and I point this out in the piece, Tom, you can't grab people by the lapels and say, but the economy's good. You know, you have to meet people where they are. But at some point, the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers have to tell us something, and the numbers are good. And and then I go through that opening vignette is from a recent study by three respected economists. And then I go through those numbers and some other numbers to compare the two. And, you know, I mean, I understand inflation. I feel inflation myself. I notice the difference when I go to the grocery store and a basket that used to cost $130 is now $190. I notice these things, and it's very real, and I don't want to say it's not real. But other aspects of the performance of the American economy under Joe Biden have been just great, and there's a lot for him to brag about.
Yeah, we're beating the economies. I mean, we're in many ways, we're looking at unemployment numbers we haven't seen since the 1960s. We've got inflation around 3%, which, frankly, I remember when the Fed's goal was 3%. I mean, now they're talking about 2%. Of course, we've got a Republican appointee as chairman of the Fed. That might have something to do with it. I think he's trying to produce a recession, but, you know, who knows? I could be wrong. You also note in your article, you said if you're waiting to see this reported in the mainstream media, that this being that the economy is actually doing so well that in ways that are arguably unprecedented, or at least unprecedented in the last few decades in modern American history, you say, I advise you to stop. It's not going to happen. Inflation, gas prices, et cetera. It seems to me that we have a media problem in the United States, and I think that I'm trying to remember his name. The former Prime Minister of Australia wrote a piece. Kevin Rudd wrote an article for the Sydney Morning News about 5 years ago, and the headline was "Rupert Murdoch is the cancer at the heart of Australian democracy."
That was the title. And he documented how Rupert Murdoch had corrupted, essentially, the Conservative parties in Australia, and then moved to the United Kingdom, where he corrupted the Conservative parties of the UK, and in fact, even, you know, led to Brexit. And then he moved to the United States and corrupted the Republican Party of the United States. And he's done it all, you know, in the process of doing this, of reflecting his own personal and relatively bigoted perspectives. He's turned himself into a multi-billionaire, you know. How does America, how does a country deal with a media vehicle, a major media vehicle, so embedded in the fabric of American media that, you know, large chunks of the American populace just don't understand reality, whether it has to do with COVID and masks or vaccines or, in this case, you know, the true nature of the economy? What do we do with this?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's very hard because the other piece of this, Tom, is that the mainstream media bears plenty of responsibility here, too. Okay, so you have what you pointed out, the Fox-led right-wing media, which, as you know, is not just Fox. It's Fox, it's Newsmax, it's One America, it's all these Sinclair radio stations and local television stations. It's Christian radio, which is very political and has vast reach across many parts of the country. And, you know, the Joe Biden could cure cancer, discover a new wonder drug and get the economy, you know, get the Dow up to 140,000. And none of these outlets would ever give him any credit for anything. You know, they'd never say it was good. If the economy was humming along, you know, at 8% GDP, they'd say it was all Trump. Biden had nothing to do with it. So there's that medium. But then the mainstream media is another problem, particularly with regard to economics, I think, because business reporting, economics reporting, as a rule in the mainstream media, tends to emphasize the negative and tends to say, well, okay, these unemployment numbers are good, but could it mean that there's a recession around the corner? And what's going to happen with interest rates? So they're always kind of emphasizing the negative, and they're not telling any kind of positive story about the economic numbers. The job growth under Joe Biden averages 289,000 a month. That's the most of any presidency on record. Wow. On record. You look at Trump's job numbers before the pandemic, and let's say that, I mean, his response to the pandemic was his fault, for sure. The pandemic wasn't his fault, but his job growth record was, I forget the monthly number, but in his first 2 years of his presidency, it was 4.5 million. Okay, that's good. You know, that's a good solid number. The last 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, 5.2 million. So for the last three, and then, of course, Biden's first 2 years, 11 million. So of the last three presidents, Biden's first, Obama's second, Trump's third. I don't think anybody, if you polled people who read, forget Fox, the mainstream media, they'd never guess that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly worthy of a press release or something like something like that. A couple of weeks ago, I published a piece about at Hartman Report about how the Russians and the Saudis had just announced. I mean, I wrote it right after they made the announcement that they were cutting oil production. The Saudis were cutting it by a little less than a million barrels a day, and the Russians were cutting it by about 300,000 barrels a day. And, with the explicit intention of raising oil prices, we saw this just before the 2022 election. I mean, whenever there's a Democrat in office in the White House, you get these spikes in oil prices in the months leading up to the election. And the Saudis, and the other thing that I think most Americans don't know, is that in 2017, Trump's first year in office, the Saudis made a bid to buy the largest refinery in the United States. It's in Port Arthur, Texas. It processes 600,000 barrels of oil a day, and producing massive amounts of refined petroleum products. And were that refinery to simply, you know, go down for maintenance for a week or two, you'd see the price of gas go to $7 a gallon. And not to mention the fact that there's this huge production cut that they put into place a couple of weeks ago that they said they're expecting to see cause national or international oil prices to rise significantly over the next three or four months. So there's a very high probability we're going to have really high gas prices in November. And, you know, we remember the last time this happened, Republicans were putting those stickers with pictures of Joe Biden, and I did that, you know, on gas tanks, gas stations all over the country.
Yeah.
How, I've not heard a word about this in the media. And it seems to me like at the very least, the Biden administration should be decrying and getting ahead of it and doing something about nationalizing that, you know, the largest refinery in America. What say you?
Yeah, that's a good point. They should be looking at that, and they should certainly be proactive on this front and be talking about it now before it happens, so they don't look completely reactive if and when it does happen.
Yeah.
Autocracies, authoritarians around the world, of course, they all normally they want the Republican to win over the Democrat. But they certainly want Donald Trump. I mean, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
Go from the new guy in Argentina to Netanyahu to Putin. Maybe Xi is of mixed minds because of the tariff stuff. That I could see.
Although Trump just rolled over, you know, on TikTok.
Yeah, well, true, he did. But, you know, generally speaking, the authoritarians, they want to see Trump win for one of two reasons or some combination thereof. One, he's like them. You know, mm-hmm. Join the club, man. Join the team. Number two, they know with Trump in the White House, there's going to be chaos in the United States.
Yeah.
And the United States is going to emerge a weaker place, a divided place, maybe not even any longer a democracy after 4 years. And that's what they want.
Right. Make the world safe for autocracy and oligarchy. I mean, this is just clearly and Viktor Orban as well. I would add to that list.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yep. Michael Tomasky, the editor of The New Republic, newrepublic.com. Check it out. And it's like I said, it's really worth subscribing. Also on Twitter, TOMASKY or at New Republic or X or whatever you want to call it. Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom. Enjoy it.
My pleasure. Great talking with you. We'll be back 16 minutes past the hour. More of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Locally grown radio
from Wisconsin,
from
Vesper
to Clover,
we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM, WFHR, 1320 AM.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs, and you should, too. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So a couple of other things in the news I wanted to share with you, and then I'll be picking up your calls here. It's the Biden, that was Michael Tomasky, Biden versus Trump economy. Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. I thought this was absolutely fascinating. It's an in-depth investigative report by Rolling Stone magazine. For years, Donald Trump has made it abundantly clear that if he doesn't win, Aswin Susbong and Adam Ronsley writing for Rolling Stone. For years, Trump has made it abundantly clear that if he doesn't win the 2024 presidential election, he's willing to cheat and steal it. Biden and his inner circle have been drawing up meticulous plans and creating a large legal network focused on wargaming a close election finish in which the president and Republican Party launch a scorched earth, big lie fueled crusade. And I guarantee you, it's going to happen. Trump was ready to do this in 2016. He thought he was going to lose to Hillary Clinton. He didn't even have an acceptance speech written. You know, he was as surprised as anybody else that he became president, you know, thanks to Mr. Putin's efforts and Mr. James Comey's efforts. So, and the New York Times' efforts going along with James Comey. So when, but they had, in 2016, they had registered this website, Stop the Steal.
And I mean, they were ready. Roger Stone was in charge of this operation. They, you know, because he was the guy who ran the operation back in Florida, was participating in the operation in Florida back in 2000, which was also called Stop the Steal. And, you know, they were just going to repeat it. Well, I guarantee you it's going to happen again. And it happened in 2020. And now you've got half the Republican Party has gone insane as a result of it. And the RNC is one of their hiring questions is, do you believe the 2020 election was stolen? I mean, this is how weird it's gotten, right? So, according to Rolling Stone, the preparations include planning for a contingency in which Biden's margin of victory is so razor thin that Trump and the GOP launch a tidal wave of legal challenges and political maneuvers to rerun his 2020 election strategy, declare victory anyway, and try to will it into existence. After the 2020 race was called for Biden, Trump, and much of the GOP embarked on a sprawling campaign. Well, we all know that. We all remember that. So I think this is fascinating. They've got this closely held list of nightmare scenarios that they think the Trump administration may be pulling out of the bag. In fact, they noted that the list has grown comically long. They have draft pleadings and legal motions for all kinds of possible Trump-related emergencies. They're already written. In critical swing states such as Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, Team Biden is regularly in contact with outside counsels and outside law firms. One swing state Democratic election official involved in these efforts refers to it as a superstructure of various legal teams and legal operatives. This is a good thing. And the National Party is setting aside tens of millions of dollars in a robust voter protection effort. Because we know that the other thing that's going on, you know, coming into this election, is that they're trying to suppress the vote all across the United States. Right as we speak, Republican secretaries of state in red states that have blue cities, and most of them have large blue cities, are actively purging Democratic voters from the rolls in those blue cities. This has been going on since the Nixon administration, but in the more recent iteration, it started in a really big way in Ohio with I believe it was Governor Mike DeWine. It might have been a previous governor, but they were sending postcards into black neighborhoods in Cleveland and Cincinnati, towns, cities that have large black populations. And the postcard said, if you want to remain on the voting rolls, please check this box and mail a postcard back. But the postcard looked like a piece of junk mail. And so nobody sent it back. And as a result, they were purging all these people. Well, they got sued. It went to the Supreme Court. And by a 5-4 all Republican majority on the Supreme Court, they ruled that Ohio could keep on doing that. And now every state in the union is doing that, or every Republican controlled state is doing that, or some variation of it. So this is a real dogfight we've got coming. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Up next, amazing news out of Alabama, and I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. 202-808-9925. I'll be right back with you.
Locally grown radio from Bestford to Clover, we are your home for news, talking sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1420 AM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Investigators have recovered the Voyage data recorder from the cargo ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse. The NTSB's Marcel Muse.
Around 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot issued a radio call over the VHF radio, reporting that the Dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge.
Two bodies have now been recovered. Four people are still missing. Police in Rockford, Illinois, are questioning a 22-year-old man after four people were stabbed and killed. Mayor Tom McNamara.
I will say in true Rockford fashion, other community partners are stepping up and want to help the families that have been most impacted by this violence and this loss of life.
A Wall Street CEO says Americans should work longer. Economics professor Teresa Gallarducci disagrees.
Retirement is actually really good for people. That retirement allows for self-care and for voluntary social engagement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is in Wisconsin to talk up the Biden administration's clean energy policies. Stops in Milwaukee and Madison are part of a three-state swing that includes Michigan and Ohio. The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote, and so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries ending here in the overnight. Plenty of clouds, upper teens, and west winds remaining breezy. On Thursday, skies will eventually turn sunny. Highs will reach the lower 40s, lower 50s Friday, and mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 28.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is